No, I never heard it called mutton. Mutton is goat, you know.
Roast nears. Yeah, the thing that grows in the top of the corn stalk.
Castle.
Yeah. And what about the stuff that comes out of the top of the ear?
What we call the castle of the corn, the ear itself.
Yeah.
And then that little flower up at the top of whatever it is, I don't know what they call that, to tell you the truth.
Okay. Now, what about that large round fruit you used to? Grows in the ground, you make a pie out of it or a jack-o'-lantern.
Pumpkin.
All right. And what about the little small yellow crookneck vegetable?
Squash.
Do you have any different kinds of that, maybe?
Yeah, we had in squash, you had the white squash, and you had the yellow squash, and
have a name for it, maybe when you let it dry, it's really dry.
Acorn squash.
Is that a smaller?
That's a little round squash that grows similar in appearance to an acorn. You know, off a tree, oak tree, you know.
Okay.
And they call it acorn squash.
Now, can you tell me about the types of melons you might grow?
Yeah, we had watermelon, you know, and cantaloupe, which a lot of people call muskmelon, you know.
Yeah.
Then the honeydew melon.
What about any types, sizes of watermelons? Different types of shapes, have different names or sizes or shapes, or the type of seeds you might have in them? Did you ever see a little melon? You know, a little old melon?
Yeah, well, I'm trying to think what they call them.
You ever heard them called icebox melon?
Well, that's kind of later on, in other words, it was used, you know, for a small melon that you could slice and put in the ice box, you know, to cool it.
Uh-huh.
But they had a name. Of course, we was taking out and putting in a cold creek, you know, and cool them that way, see?
Yeah.
While you're swimming, you know.
That's a good way.
That's not. Never use one to steal.
Somebody tell me, you got any old stories about stealing melon? I heard some funny stories.
We stole melon one time. I laughed. We was swiping this melon, and then this little other boy went up there to get it. This fella had planted corn between his melon patch and his house. And he had a little old dog, a little vice dog around there. So this buddy of mine, he didn't know that much about swiping melons.
Yeah.
See?
Uh-huh.
And you would swipe melons in the dark, you know, and you thump that melon, you can tell which one to get, you know. Because they don't all ripen at the same time, you know.
Yeah.
And so we was all going, there was a bunch of boys, we was going swimming down at the bluff. And we decided we'd get some melon. Well, we went up there to this place, you know, and he goes in one end of the field, you know, and I take the first row and I'm thumping melon.